Buddha said, first we must be healthy. And if we're healthy, then our business will run smoothly and we'll have peace in the home. And then in the process, we practice compassion and bodhicitta, make ourselves stronger and benefit others. If we don't find this path, then we don't even know who we are. We don't know what the meaning of life is, what the blessing of life is. And if this is the case, then how do we go and help others? We're not able to benefit others. If we are full of afflictions when we want to go and help others, are we able to help them? Are we able to purify all of these afflictions? Of course we can. I used to be like you as well. We all used to have the same state of mind. When I was young, I had many afflictions. Many times I was unhappy. Often used to fight with my father, with my mother, being unhappy. I think we all like this. Then I started learning Buddhism, and in my studies, I found I still didn't change too much. And again, often fighting with my parents. It is only after starting to practice meditation that I started to find that my mind became more friendly and beneficial for others. My attitude to the world changed a lot, and I was able to bear everything that was happening. I was able to undertake it. And in the beginning, still, I didn't have a great state of realization where I could control all my afflictions. However, I was able to observe these afflictions and to be able to face them and be able to observe and analyze where these afflictions are coming from and the factors that they bring. Start noticing, oh, this is negative. And then after a few weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, really started to find that my mind had started to become more virtuous. And I was really applying myself in meditation every day. I was meditating 6 or 7 hours a day, practicing in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. And then after a few months, I really gave rise to a lot of belief. And I realized, wow, I didn't realize how beneficial this practice was for my mind. How much this meditation helped me in life. I found that all of those afflictions and unhappiness really now had started to disappear or were much less. Before, when speaking to my parents, there were things that they used to say, and very easily I'd become angry or I would speak back to them. And now suddenly I find I'm able to accommodate, be accepting of what they have to say. Now, if they say those things that made me unhappy, I say, oh, yes, yes, okay, it's all right. It's like suddenly my mind had become much greater. And then having the energy and the ability to just accept these very negative attitudes of others. And oneself not feeling afflicted or unhappy, and other people also feel relaxed around you now. I'm shouting at this person and they're not responding. Doesn't matter how I reprimand them or speak to them, they don't react. And then we really see that through this meditation, we can experience great change. It's really important. I, like you, have to face this world, and I've gone through these experiences myself, and this is why I can share this with you. If we meditate a lot, really, it's going to help our life a lot. And we'll be able to face many of these complicated issues in life. And we will notice that sometimes we just open our mouths and somehow we're able to resolve many problems. This is not something religious. This is something for everybody. Something that'll develop a good foundation and a method for helping our mind. And the foundational methods, many places have. So you can find these places and then start to practice. Meditation is not something only for Buddhists. Everyone can practice. And the second is the practice of the Dharma. What is the practice of the Dharma? is already understanding the infallibility of cause and effect. And the people that understand attaining enlightenment and Buddhahood, this is what we call practice of the Dharma. We all understand birth, old age, sickness and death. We understand that this very precious human life, soon we won't have anymore. And where is our next life going to be? Do we know? And so we must practice, place importance on practicing the true Dharma. The Dharma that Buddha taught 2,500 years ago. What is being taught in the sutras, in the Sutra of Great Liberation, and the true nature of all things, of all phenomena, that has been taught in the true Dharma. Know the truth about the world, know the truth about life. And then through practice, gradually we will understand how birth, old age, sickness and death comes about. What is samsara? Why is it that I have so many afflictions and so much suffering? This has all come about because of our karma in our previous life. Why is it that my experiences, my difficulties, my sufferings are different to other people as a result of previous life's karma? And if we continue with this negative karma, we don't repent, we don't practice, we don't transform, then it might be that in our next life we end up in the animal realm or the hungry ghost realm or to the hell realm. So, is there something that we can do? Yes, there is something that we can do. We can purify all of this negative karma. We can purify all of our negative karma of body, speech and mind through repentance. Can we repent all of our taking what was not given, harming life, sexual misconduct? Yes, of course we can repent it. We can purify it. Have you ever noticed we might feel physically uncomfortable and then we get very angry, we lose our temper? Why is that? It is karma. There's this energy that arises and then we act in a negative way, generating negative karma. And we're not able to control this energy. This is called karma. And this comes about because of our negativities that we've done previously. And so now we are just pushed by this energy, driven by this energy. And all of this we can transform, we can, through practice and repentance, and purify this. And then all of those that are connected to us through negative arising causes will then leave us. The backbone of the great perfection is compassion, bodhicitta. And so if we have bodhicitta, very easily we can realize the practices. And yes, it can be so. People ask, for great perfection, do we not have to go through great strenuous hardships, difficulties? No, we don't. We are all able to do these things that benefit sentient beings. Everything that we learn, we can apply in benefiting sentient beings. If we have bodhicitta, then going to work is practice. Sleeping is practice, eating is practice. And people say, well, I've been going to work, eating and sleeping, how come I haven't attained Buddhahood? It's simple, because before you weren't engaging in these activities with bodhicitta. Now we know we can attain Buddhahood. We can go to work and really earn money. With this, I can benefit sentient beings. I can support the Dharma. I can engage in animal liberations. And then earning the money has merit. I can benefit others with this. Then earning money is also practice. Then we can go to sleep on time. Why? Because we can wake up in the morning a little bit earlier and we can practice. We can recite mantras. We can repent. And similarly for eating, we say, well, I've eaten so much before, so many meals. How come I haven't gained great merit from this? Before we didn't have bodhicitta. Now eat with bodhicitta. And then afterwards, with the energy, we can go and engage in virtuous activities. I can meditate, I can recite mantras, I can repent my negativities. We can go to work and earn money. And then before, I used to eat the flesh of chickens, then do animal liberations for chickens. If we used to eat a lot of fish, then liberate a lot of fish. This is repentance. So we can change our destiny. If we do negative things, we have a negative destiny. However, we can transform this, we can repent this through doing positive actions. If people aren't able to transform, then people aren't able to attain Buddhahood.